buddy Bill Buckmaster along with my buddy Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on Thursday, the 27th of August, 2020, where we bring Southern Arizonans together on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. Day after day this summer, excessive heat warnings, high, terrible air quality alerts coming out. Tom Fairbanks, is there anything new from Pima County's Department of Environmental Quality?
Well, there is. They have reissued the air quality alert. We had one yesterday. Actually, we had one past couple of days.
Yep.
And we were kind of wondering, you and I were commiserating a little bit ago, why we haven't seen one today. Well, we do have one for today. And this is because of the ozone levels at ground level are higher. The wildfire smoke coming in from the California wildfires, even as far away as Colorado, apparently, wow, we're getting some of the wildfire smoke from there. And that's all contributing to our poor air quality today.
Tom, as you know, we had former Surgeon General Dr. Richard Carmona on the show yesterday, and he has no existing health issues with normally with breathing, and he was saying he was even struggling yesterday, and we asked him, as you recall, Tom, what's the advice from the former Surgeon General, and two words, stay inside.
Exactly, yeah. Especially children, adults who going to be outside. If you're going to, why be outside in 108 degree temperatures anyway? But, and especially people with respiratory problems should stay inside.
The Buckmaster Show Live Line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line to District 3, Pima County Supervisor, Democrat Sharon Bronson, the Vice Chairwoman of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Sharon, how are you today?
You know, I think I'm staying indoors, particularly in the afternoon, because that's when you're going to see the ozone at its peak. And so, yes, you've already said individuals who are sensitive to these pollutants should stay and have respiratory diseases, should stay indoors. And if they are feeling symptoms, frankly, I think they should seek medical attention. So, but we all can help. This isn't going to go away anytime soon, but we can help. We can reduce driving, avoid idling, refuel our vehicles after 6 p.m., and conserve electricity to reduce emissions from power plants. That will all assist in getting that ozone levels reduced.
Yeah, it's especially, it's tough because you've got the ozone commingled. The ozone isn't necessarily visible, but you have that ozone problem commingling with what is visible, and that is this smoke that's circulating. We're kind of at the center of it, and it's just kind of rotating around Tucson, picking up the wildfire smoke from California, then the Colorado, and it comes back to us. Sharon, you've lived in town a long time. I've been in town 32 years this time. I was here during some 4 years at the U of A in the 60s, but can you ever recall a summer with this many issues that we've had, not only course with COVID, but with the high temperatures, many areas having very, very little rain? I know you've been fortunate at your place. You've had some really good rain, but I know in the central foothills where we are, we've really only had maybe an inch and a half. And then this air quality issue, it's 2020. What more can you say, right?
Hopefully 2021 will bring us happier days, right?
Boy, I hope so.
No, this is really a challenging time, and you've already mentioned with COVID, with the fires, and again, you know, we've got the ozone issue, but the wildfire smoke is a significant contributing factor. And if you're exercising outdoors in the afternoon, those particles are going to get into your lungs. So if you're going to exercise outdoors, early mornings are the best. But again, you've already said it, best is to stay indoors as much as possible and to conserve electricity.
So what are you hearing now about state officials allowing Arizona to reopen indoor gyms, movie theaters, bars serving food, water parks, and tubing, water tubing operations in Pima, Maricopa, and Pinal counties? What's the latest?
At this point, the governor issued those guidances yesterday, and as it's an emergency declaration, we will be following it. The challenge, I think, Bill, for us as restaurants, bars, gyms, I'm not sure anybody's tubing down to Santa Cruz.
I don't think so.
How do we enforce it? What's the enforcement mechanism? And it's not the Pima County Health Department that is going to be issuing the permits. It's going to be the Arizona Department of Health Services. And Pima County and our health department can't be at every restaurant watching. So we need to encourage citizens who feel that the guidelines as recommended by the governor are being ignored to report it to the Pima County Health Department, to our Pima County website, and I strongly encourage that. And as we see schools reopening, we're hoping we won't have a surge in COVID. But again, in terms of enforcement, as the restaurants, the bars, the movie theaters open, if we don't know that there are violations, then we can't inspect. And so we need the public's help in reporting violations so we can enforce the standards that keep us all safe.
Mr. Huckleberry, the Pima County Administrator, issued a memo earlier this week saying that this fight from COVID is far from over.
It is far from over. We think, and as you know, we're heading into the flu season. So looking at these, this information, although we think at this point, we've reached a reasonable point in number of new reported cases, we expect a surge. So we're asking people to get their flu shots. And as we look at our pandemic response, I think it's important that we refocus local governments and in particular our counties in Arizona to maximize and maintain public health. And that means we need, I think, to change our responses to COVID. And we know that there's a unique opportunity now, and we have one, to refocus our health agency and its mission to strengthen our ability to eliminate the community health disparities that have been apparent as we looked at who gets COVID and how do we respond to these new challenges. It's every day is a new challenge. Every day we see new challenges, and I think we need to get our management team to focus on reinventing and reinvigorating our health department so that we assure that the COVID pandemic provides everybody in this community, our responses to that is, everybody in this community, the access to public health that they need as we work through this challenge.
Well, we have seen a significant decline in the number of cases, where our cases, I think, have been under 100 pretty much now for a week or so here in Pima County. Actually, yesterday was some kind of a weird, I think, accounting anomaly where it said there were minus 8 cases reported in Pima County. But I think today now it's again under 100. So we are making progress, don't you think?
We are making some progress, but again, I think we need to refocus our responses to COVID and not putting increased funding to the criminal justice system, but rather focusing on a new public health mission, one that is aligned with the Federal Health People 2030 goals, that's inclusive in our community, and is driven by data-based decision-making.
Is there a way to change? The budget is, of course, been adopted, but I guess that's kind of a moving target, isn't it, with all of this?
I think it's a moving target with every jurisdiction. Again, this wasn't anything on our radar screen and when we first adopted the budget, but priorities have changed. The situation has changed, and our priorities should change with them. But, you know, again, talking about COVID, and you say we only, you know, there's maybe 100 cases today. What I find rather disturbing, actually, is discrepancies at the federal versus the state level in terms of what's going on in Arizona, particularly in Pima County. Recently, there was a conversation with the our federal health folks at the agency there, and they are finding that they were saying that, you know, Pima County is one of the worst places in the nation in terms of our response to COVID and the number of cases. You know, that information that they had was in direct contradiction to what we're seeing at the state level. So again, the challenge is going to be making sure the information we have is accurate, so our responses are the best ones they can be to protect the public health. So we need to, again, reconcile the difference between what the federal government is saying about Pima County and Tucson and what the state is saying, and make sure that the numbers align.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show on a Thursday, and once again, we'll have our Friday Focus interview with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. Will be with me tomorrow in studio. The Buckmaster Show in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studio. The Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, coming up on 12:18 on this rather hazy, smoky afternoon in Pima County. We'll be right back. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com. Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Our live line is presented by our friends at Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Sharon Bronson, the Vice Chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, with us on the live line. Sharon, I want to talk a little bit about these restaurants downtown that will soon be offering al fresco dining, thanks to a new grant program that was made possible through a partnership between Pima County and the Downtown Tucson Partnership. How is that going to work?
I think it is working. And I think that is, again, us, Pima County, refocusing our efforts locally on what matters, and that is trying to deal with the disparities, the health disparities as we work through COVID, but also making sure that our small businesses stay open and that we keep people employed. So I am hoping it is going to work and that people will come downtown and go to those restaurants, because we need to keep people employed. We need to keep our restaurant scene the best restaurant scene, frankly, in the United States. I mean, we are a city that has been recognized as one of the best local restaurant cities in the United States, and let's keep that going, and let's frequent those restaurants. And I'm sure if we do that, we'll keep that scene going, and we'll keep those restaurants that we all love go to opened, and we won't lose them in this pandemic.
So they'll be allowed kind of to expand their outdoor seating. Is that kind of basically what's at the heart of this?
Yeah, they can expand their outdoor seating, but now they can also, with the governor's new edict, they can do some indoor seating. But I think being able to expand outdoor seating as well as indoor dining is going to keep people employed. It's going to keep us a UNESCO city and keep us on the map. So those two elements combined should be useful in keeping people employed, keeping people safe, and getting us back to whatever the new normal is in this COVID world.
How about those worrying about evictions in Pima County, Sharon Bronson?
At this point, Again, we are somehow we are at the mercy. Well, I shouldn't say mercy. We are following state guidelines, but this is really challenging, and we're trying. I think some of our constables, and in conjunction with our courts, are trying to delay those evictions in this heat, under these circumstances. The last thing we need is putting people on the street, and I am hopeful that working locally, we can assure those folks who are facing eviction that they have resources and places that they can shelter in that are safe. And I think we've got our constables working on trying to make that happen in conjunction with our courts. But it's always a challenge. And but we again, I think our focus right now is if they are facing eviction, that we find the resources they need to find them a safe place for the families, the women, the children. That so that we don't again make sure don't spread the virus, and that we don't put people on the streets in this heat where they can suffer and end up in our hospitals. So the onus is on us to find them alternatives if they are facing eviction.
And this is something the board is rarely united on. This was a united vote on Monday, 5-0, to approve this partnership with the Community Investment Corporation to distribute $3.6 million to prevent the evictions related to COVID. And this would give assistance to pay the landlords the unpaid rent that's due since March 1st, because it's a burden, too, on the landlords who suddenly are not having any money coming in, Sharon?
Definitely. And I don't know how far $3.6 million will take us, but it's a start. And we'd rather have people in their homes. And obviously, again, the landlords need some sort of compensation. But we're in extraordinary times, and these take extraordinary measures.
A quick word here. We've only got about a little over 3 minutes. Pima County Supervisors adopted the property tax rate for the next fiscal year. Generally, your thoughts on that. Will folks see much of a difference in their property taxes?
I think we've reduced the rate considerably, so most individuals should see a reduction, which is extraordinary given the challenges we face. Can we do this moving forward with COVID and the other challenges we're facing? I don't know, but at least now we've kept it either neutral, or you may see some reduction. You're going to see certainly some reduction in your secondary rate and to some extent in your primary rate. But I think the other piece we did was to direct some money to actually fixing our roads, which I know is a priority for many individuals in Tucson. We were able to take some money in the general fund and allocate it to road maintenance. So I'm assuming we're going to fix some potholes this year as well.
So generally, if you had your property, whatever you paid in property taxes last year, this year will be fairly similar. Is that generally the case?
Similar or reduced. Hmm. You should not see, and again, I mean, from Pima County, most people should see a slight reduction, but there are over 90 taxing districts. We control four of them. And I think, so the ones that we control, you should see some relief, but I can't speak for the other the other taxing entities, whether they're school districts, fire districts, special districts, lighting districts, et cetera. We only control 4 of the 90. So.
All right. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Sharon Bronson, Pima County Supervisor, thank you very much. Have a great day, Sharon.
You too. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Sharon Bronson with us on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things is your go-to place. I know it has been for my family for many, many years. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. I will be needing some new plants after this summer, and I will have plenty of company, I know, because some of the plants that I've been nursing through many, many summers aren't going to make it this year. So when it finally cools off, maybe when we finally get some rain, I know I'll be in line with everybody else in Pima County and heading over to Green Things to get some plants for the fall. Green Things, AZ.com is the website. Also, they have Zocalo Village, that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. That website is ZocaloVillage.com. Buckmaster Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. We'll be right back.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than 2 decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD. Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I can't believe I sneezed on the air, Tom Fairbanks, in the first segment. And that rarely, I'm trying to think, when was the last time I actually sneezed on an open microphone? And I think it kind of is a punctuation mark, Tom Fairbanks, to this allergy smoke-related issue that I've been having. I'm very sensitive to smoke. Wood smoke, and with the air quality like that, well, I just had to let it go.
I'm a sneezer too.
So my apologies to folks who heard a very uncharacteristic sneeze on the air on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. The Buckmaster Show Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. It's time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. This is really a great service here on KVOI. All of our three local talk shows, Zach's show, Wake Up Tucson, my show, putting together all of our candidate interviews in one place, the Clearinghouse at KVOI.com. On the live line is Brian Bickle. Brian's a Michigan native. He's a combat veteran of the Vietnam War, served in the Marine Corps from 1968 to 1972, and my goodness, you couldn't ask for four more difficult years to be a combat veteran with the Marines in Vietnam. Brian is with us on the live line. He spent many years as a hospital administrator. He returned to Tucson in 2013. He got involved in local politics, ran for Pima County Supervisor in District 1 as a Democrat, losing a close race in that Republican district. Brian is now turning his sights on running for Pima County Treasurer. And, of course, Beth Ford has been our treasurer in Pima County, I think, for about 20 years. Brian, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. Good to speak with you again.
It is about 20 years, isn't it, for Beth's administration?
That's correct.
And so why did you decide to focus on this particular office?
Well, when I ran for supervisor in 2016, I'm a weedy kind of guy. I like to get down into the weeds and dig around in the numbers and stuff, and found a lot of valuable information that I picked up from the state treasurer's website and kind of wondered why we couldn't transfer that technology over to the county level and give Pima County residents an opportunity to be a little bit more informed about what's going on with their government from a financial perspective. Dean Martin, when he was Arizona treasurer, created a product called Arizona Checkbook. I found it to be very useful when I was doing presentations on the bond issues in 2015 and 2016, and saw an opportunity in the Treasury platform to be able to educate Pima County citizens. So I thought I'd take that battle on.
What are some of the things that you would like to see changed in the Treasurer's office here?
I think it's time, and the people that I've talked to that are in this aspect of the business, to move from live in-person tax lien auctions to online auctions. It significantly expands participation in the program. I think that's critical. I've spent a lot of time dealing with the financial presentations on the Arizona Treasurer's website. I think we're long overdue to present that kind of information to Pima County taxpayers as well. Not that they can necessarily do anything about it, but at least they know where their money goes. And I think we need to get back to understanding that as a public servant, the key aspect of that is service. And conversations that I've had with some Pima County constituents indicate that that currently isn't a priority in the treasurer's office.
Well, we all, if we pay property taxes in Pima County, we send checks to the Pima County Treasurer's Office, Brian Bickle. But what other responsibilities does the treasurer have? Could you kind of give us a little brief overview of the responsibilities of this office?
Sure. In a nutshell, basically, in a lot of states, there is no treasurer. The position is called tax collector, and that is the primary function of the Pima County treasurer, is to collect the taxes, also to manage the financial assets, the monetary assets of Pima County. You know, our taxes are due, assuming you're paying enough in property taxes, taxes are due twice a year. So we get a significant influx of cash twice a year, but we operate 12 months out of the year. So one of the critical functions of the treasurer's office is to manage that cash and try and generate a little bit of extra income through investments that are permitted by statute. Make sure that taxes are paid in a timely fashion. And if someone is unfortunate enough to not be able to do that, a lien is filed on their property, and those liens are sold annually every year in the month of February. But anytime bills need to be paid on behalf of the county, that's something that the treasurer does. All of the monies that are dispersed to Pima County from the Arizona State Treasurer go through the treasurer's office. In fact, everything that gets dispersed to Pima County goes through the treasurer's office. So you function as the county's banker.
If folks are having trouble in these COVID times, and many are, Brian Bickle, if elected, would there be anything that you could do to help people out if they're having trouble meeting paying their bill?
There's a couple of different ways to approach it, Bill. It's permissible for a taxpayer to pay taxes on an installment basis. The only stipulation is they have to pay at least 10% of the tax due, so that there's enough income there to make it worth the effort on the part of the office. The other thing is, if they should find themselves in arrear, again, per statute, it's permissible for the treasurer to put a taxpayer on a payment plan for up to 36 months. They're going to pay the statutorily required 16% simple interest if they do that. And the treasurer, again, by statute, can charge a $150 fee to manage that installment plan. But the cautious caveat I'd throw out there is, you know, if you're having trouble paying your taxes now and you get on a 36-month payment plan, you're going to have taxes due again in 6 months. So it's something that, as a taxpayer, you're going to have to be cognizant of. I've had several people ask me why Pima County doesn't have that option, because several other counties in the state of Arizona do. It's not a requirement that the treasurer do that. It's something that the treasurer can do if he or she chooses to do so. So I think both of those are things that are well worth considering to help taxpayers in as you said, these turbulent COVID times.
All right, Brian, I'm going to let you go. But before I do, I want to thank you for your service as a Vietnam veteran. Those are pretty bad time to be in Vietnam, wasn't it?
It was interesting. Let's leave it at that.
We'll leave it there, sir. What about your website? Where can people find out more?
www.brianbickle.com.
All right, Brian, thank you. Good talking to you. Brian Bickle, all of our interviews are archived at kvoi.com. We have that clearinghouse of the Your Vote, Your Voice 2020 Candidate Interview Series. It's Buckmaster on a Thursday. We'll be right back.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Thursday afternoon, the 27th of August. We are in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. One of our great sponsors is Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Over the years, we have sent a ton of listeners to this beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment. When New Mexico is once again open to out-of-state visitors, you'll be ready, and you'll be ready because you've done your research by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find a list of great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities. Let's go now on the live line. Joining us, Dr. Joanne Sweezy. Dr. Sweezy was recently named the University of Arizona Cancer Center Director. The center is the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center based in Arizona. Additionally, Dr. Sweezy is the first woman director of the cancer center. Doctor, how are you?
I'm well. And you?
Doing well. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You are. Thank you so much.
And you've been with the Cancer Center a while, correct?
I've been here for about a year. Yes.
Okay.
I love it here.
Give us a little thumbnail sketch about your career in health.
Yes. So cancer touched me from an early age. We had a child in our family die of cancer at an early age. And so I knew from a very early age that I'd like to be a scientist to help cure cancer. And so I worked on my PhD, and after that wound up as was appointed as an assistant professor at Yale University School of Medicine, where I rose through the ranks and became the Ensign Professor of Therapeutic Radiology. And then I decided to take this amazing opportunity to move to Arizona to become the Associate Director for Basic Sciences in the University of Arizona Cancer Center, and have now been appointed and have the amazing privilege to be the director of this cancer center.
Are we fortunate to have a center like the one you are now heading in our backyard in Tucson, Arizona?
We are incredibly fortunate to have this center. Everyone here is personally invested in preventing and curing cancer, which is our mission. We have incredible expertise in lab-based science, and we provide the best cancer care in the state. As many people know, if you are unfortunate and do develop cancer, the best place to be treated is an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center. The outcomes are better, and the quality of life is much better.
And I should point out that NCI is National Cancer Institute designated, correct?
Thank you very much for pointing that out. That is correct.
So cancer is no longer a death sentence in many cases, is it, Dr. Sweezy?
It's not. In many, many cases, especially with new therapies such as immunotherapy, we use that to treat cancer at our cancer center.
Let's talk a little bit about these very difficult times, the pandemic times. How is COVID-19 impacting, first of all, your cancer researchers and those that need care?
Well, the cancer researchers, we've had challenges in terms of coming into the lab. So we've done our best to provide a safe environment. And that's resulted in many people working from home. And so what cancer researchers are doing is writing papers, preparing grant proposals for submission to the National Cancer Institute. And that's been very, very useful, and meeting with our labs to plan the next experiments. At the clinic, we're very fortunate to have our deputy director, Dr. Julie Bauman, who has been running our COVID enterprise in our clinic. And one of the things we've been able to do, unlike most comprehensive cancer centers in the United States, is we've continued to treat and accrue new patients to clinical trials. It's absolutely remarkable because of the systems put in place at our clinic.
And I worry about people who are putting off not only screenings for cancer, but heart conditions. They're afraid in many cases. Some people, as you know, Dr. Sweezy, have not even left their home since March. That worries me about putting off some really important screenings. Does it worry you as well?
It worries me tremendously because, as you know, the earlier a cancer is diagnosed, the better chances of a cure. And the hospitals and clinics that I'm involved in have just incredible safeguards in place. I would strongly encourage everyone to go and get that screening if you're due.
Can you talk a little bit about one of your expertise about this DNA repair and genomic instability? What is that? Could you kind of boil that down to something we could all understand very easily?
I'd be glad to. DNA repair, so it's very important because when we breathe oxygen, and we all have to breathe, when we metabolize oxygen, it damages our DNA, and so it has to be repaired. The same for UV light. When we go out into the sunlight, it damages our DNA, and it has to be repaired. And our cells have proteins that cut out the DNA damage and then mend the DNA. And my lab and many other labs have discovered that many of us are born with genetic variants in DNA repair proteins. And so we can't repair our DNA properly. And so that puts us at increased risk for cancer. But my lab discovered it also puts us at increased risk for autoimmune diseases such as lupus.
Let's talk about cancer prevention, skin cancer prevention. For years, I don't know what the latest thinking is, but we were number one. I think maybe Queensland, Australia was like runner-up to us as being kind of the skin cancer capital of the world. Has that changed? I know that I screen now every 4 months, being fair skin, being English and Irish heritage. So I think it is extremely important to get a screening.
I completely agree. We are very high up on the list of unfortunately, high risk skin cancer here in Arizona. We have a tremendous skin cancer clinic and institute here at the University of Arizona Cancer Center. And the expertise of these individuals who work at the Skin Cancer Institute is tremendous, and they've been recognized for that by being awarded a huge program grant from the National Cancer Institute, not only to treat skin cancer and to screen and prevent it, but also to study its development. That institute is headed by Dr. Clara Curiel.
I was going to point out, when it comes to melanoma, boy, if you catch it early, that's a real key. Are we making progress in the therapeutics for melanoma?
Absolutely. So first, it's catching it early. And second, immunotherapy, where we can get the body's own immune system to attack the melanoma, is working tremendously. Melanoma is one of the diseases where the cancer can actually be cured by immunotherapy.
How many cancers are there? How many particular cancers do you folks concentrate on?
Well, there are many, many cancers. Cancer is a very complex disease, but there are the top 10, the usual suspects, breast, lung, colorectal, et cetera, melanoma, as you've mentioned, head and neck cancer. So there are many, many cancers, and what's really important to point out is that each of these cancers is not just one disease. Breast cancer is several diseases, and it's a highly, highly complex set of diseases. Each type of cancer is very complex.
We've had some high-profile individuals that have come down with, been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and that has a lot of people very, very worried, because normally if you're told, hey, I've got pancreatic cancer, it's usually well along, it's advanced. Are we making any progress in perhaps an advanced screening tool for pancreatic?
We are making progress in advanced screening for pancreatic cancer, and also in treatment. Here at the University of Arizona Cancer Center, we're actually working on a novel clinical trial, which should be open, I would guess, in the next 6 months, a mixture of a couple of different drugs, and that mixture and the efficacy was discovered here at the University of Arizona Cancer Center.
Wonderful. Dr. Joanne Squeezy, new director of the University of Arizona Cancer Center. I enjoyed talking with you very much, Dr. Squeezy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Dr. Joanne Squeezy, University of Arizona Cancer Center. We really are fortunate to have a state-of-the-art facility like that in our backyards, because let's face it, a lot of people are living in rural areas have to travel a long way to visit a cancer center, and we're lucky to have the Arizona Cancer Center. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Tom Fairbanks, making sure all the buttons were pushed or the dials turned, and I guess we don't do dials anymore. That really dates me from my radio career, in the right direction. Whatever direction it is, it hopefully is the right one. So we get everything we need. Tom, thanks for your service. And we've got Dave Ramsey with his popular show on money coming up. And we'll have our Friday Focus interview. That'll be very interesting tomorrow with Chuck Huckleberry, Pima County Administrator. Have a great afternoon.